Michelangelo's image of God painted on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel is so well known, you may already see it in your mind's eye. God and Adam reaching out to one another, depicted in the creation of Adam, is what it's entitled. An elderly gray and bearded deity surrounded by heavenly host, floating on a background uterine-shaped field of deep red, actively leaning toward Adam, reaching out to Adam. While Adam reclines on the cool green earth, he gracefully lifts a finger toward the Creator. It is such a well-known image that has been spoofed countless times. If you were to drive south on Fannin this morning after church, you'd see a spoof of this image painted on the side of a building in Midtown. In this image, God is holding a can of spray paint. It's fun. You should check it out. And I wonder if the title of that one is The Creation of Graffiti Art. And if you were to keep going down Fannin, you would arrive at the Museum of Fine Arts, where the current exhibition Michelangelo in the Vatican is now on view. While I haven't yet seen the exhibition, I expect there are more images of God, more theological statements, more relationships with the divine depicted. I wonder if you were to paint an image of God, what would God look like? But I ask that only to drill deeper, to get to what I'm really interested in. What is your relationship to God? Our image of God informs our relationship with God. Our relationship with God informs our lives. It informs everything. And the Gospel of John has something to say about that. In today's passage, Jesus calls his disciples friends, contrasting that relationship to the one of master and servant. Master and servant relationships are defined by a significant power differential, the master with power over the servant. The servant is not part of decision-making, and his or her motivation for following orders is fear of punishment. But Jesus says, no, that's not our relationship, because I've shared everything with you that I have heard from my Father. I now call you friends. Friendships are defined by mutuality, a sense of we're in this together. Even, to use a churchy word, covenant, a commitment, come whatever may. Because Jesus calls us friends, God calls us friends. For Jesus and God are one. Several verses earlier, Philip says to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. What is your relationship to God? Is it life-giving? I recently heard a story of a doctor, an endocrinologist, who was seeing a patient with type 2 diabetes. The patient was extremely obese and was having his feet examined. At the end of the exam, the patient had trouble putting on his socks. The doctor noticed this, knelt down on the floor, and put the socks on his patient. And if you just associated this with Jesus' washing of the disciples' feet in John, that would be an apt connection. The traditional Western doctor-patient relationship has significant power difference, making it similar to the master-servant relationship. In the situation I just described, the doctor could have been distant, in a hurry, aloof to this man's sock dilemma, and left him to struggle, or for a nurse or someone else to deal with it. But that's not what he did. In humility and kindness, more like a friend, He responded. 9 months later, the patient returned to the doctor's office, having lost 60 pounds. The patient told the doctor, "I have been trying to lose weight my whole life, and I finally have, in response to your kindness, the kindness of a friend." Unless you were once in a denomination that regularly sang the hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," chances are friend is not the go-to image and relationship for you when you think about the divine. But it can be. Jesus invites it. And I wonder what life-giving energies it could open up for us if we could truly embrace this image of God as friend. Like the patient whose life was transformed by the kindness of his doctor, how might we be transformed by accepting the friendship of God? I will close with a quote from St. Gregory of Nyssa, found in his treatise, The Life of Moses. "This is true perfection, not to avoid a wicked life because, like slaves, we fear punishment, nor to do good because we hope for rewards, as if cashing in on the virtuous life by some business life like and contractual arrangement. On the contrary, disregarding all those things for which we hope and which we have been reserved by promise, we regard falling from God's friendship as the only thing dreadful, and we consider becoming God's friend the only thing worthy of honor and desire. In Christ, God's hand is extended in friendship. Reach out and receive that grace, kindness, and love that our Creator and friend desires for us and all humanity. Abide there and know joy." Amen.